Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing the recent court case involving actress Holly Bailey and her ex-partner, rapper DDG, concerning their 17-month-old son, Halo. So the father filed an emergency motion to prevent Holly from taking their son to Italy, citing concerns over her mental health and potential risk to the child. So this brings up the question, what constitutes grounds for filing an order such as that, which it generally is an emergency order and needs to be heard, you know, on an emergent basis. So that's the first thing. If this is a trip she's planning, you know, for Christmas, that's not an emergency, but if it is something she's leaving next month or even sooner, you definitely want to file it as an emergency. However, let's talk about what constitutes an emergency and really what constitutes risk to the child. So there were several allegations in the article made by the father stating that she had, I don't know if she actually threatened suicide, but had taken his gun, had left, things that he saw and thought were unquestionable relating to her mental health. Now, I don't know how long ago those things happened. And this is really important because those could have happened 6 months ago. And those would be concerning whether you're leaving the country or not. So I think that would be what the court would question. At least here in our jurisdiction, they often want to know if this was so bad and your child was at risk, why have you left your child with her this entire time and not sought to do anything to protect your child? I think that they have international travel plan makes it a little bit questionable on his motives. And so that's a big thing. If something happens and it causes concern for you and your child, you need to act and you better act quickly. Waiting to take action is not helpful. And in the eyes of the court, you know, if it was a month ago and the child has been with your partner that whole time, they're going to say, well, why now? Like nothing's happened in this month since this incident. So you really need to take action. That's important because it will affect your credibility. And I think that's a reasonable question as to why didn't you do anything when you first saw this or first became concerned. And, you know, then it opens the question, how do courts assess claims related to a parent's mental health when they are determining custody and travel permissions? You know, I think travel, it has so much more to do with like, what do you think is going to happen over there that's not happening here? I think when it's travel, your concern and when the court may restrict it is if you have a reasonable belief that they won't return. This is in cases where your spouse is a dual citizen. If there doesn't seem to be any legitimate reason for where they're going, and you're like, why are they going there? Oh, he's got all his family there and he's a citizen. So he, you know, it's going to be hard to compel him to come back. You're going to need more. I think it's more on the, you know, mental health of the other parent just here when they're here at all in custody. And very often the courts will order psychological evaluations. Maybe there's some substance abuse issues as well. Sometimes those are intertwined. So you need to bring this to the court's attention to get those types of evaluations ordered and professionals evaluating. And, you know, what kind of evidence is typically required? I mean, it's got to be something. You know, are they text messages or videos, a pattern of behavior? You're going to need something. If it's just conversations that you two have had, but let's talk about the recency of it. Like, say it was just the past 2 days and they're getting darker and darker and you're really concerned, then you probably need to take action. It might be harder. It's just your word against his, but you got to do something if you want to protect your children. And that's what the courts are looking for. Like, if you thought this was an emergency, did you call 911? Did you call Department of Children and Family Services? Those types of things. They're going to want to know why you didn't do that. And I'm not saying that is the immediate thing to do, but obviously if there is an immediate danger, you need to call law enforcement. They act way faster than the court systems and your lawyers can in these instances. Now, what I found interesting about this article, however, is that the mom, Holly, had a restraining order against the father, DDG, and it protected her and her son from him. And it just happened to expire the day he filed his motion. So that makes me suspect very much that it was some type of retaliation. However, yeah, you don't know, but as an outsider looking in, that's the way it appears. So he's gonna, and the courts are quite aware of that. And I'm certain she will have a savvy enough lawyer who will also make that argument. And you know, that is going to color his motion, I believe, because oftentimes, you know, an order was entered. Obviously, I don't know the facts of that, but in abuse situations, very often the partner will then seek to use the court as a way to abuse and control you. So that's what it looks like to me from the outside looking in, not knowing anymore. And then that's the question, you know, you may wonder, how do the courts balance that? It's tough and they need evidence and you have to portray a picture and a full picture of what's going on. And that is usually very fact intensive and over time. And it's a pattern of behavior again and again. And so that is important to show. You've got to tell your lawyer these things because usually it's not just one event. It is multiple things. And so when they are taken in the totality of those actions and circumstances and behaviors, that's when it will usually show the abuse and or control. In that, you know, in regards to that article, the court ultimately did deny his request, allowed her to travel internationally. And I, you know, that over the years, I've had many cases where that is a cause of concern. And if you have that, you should seek a lawyer right away to find out, hey, is this something that, you know, we can prevail on? And these are why I have these concerns, because it's so difficult to get a child back from another country. Talk to a lawyer and they can help you determine, you know, if you have enough, if it's reasonable and, you know, what you can do in that case. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 141, How to Navigate International Child Custody Disputes and Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.